Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I need to take off all of your jewelry right now because sometimes sharks can confuse the glint of your jewelry with fish scales. Does anyone have any questions?
Aren't you scared?
Oh, no. Do you know what the most deadly animal is? Mosquitoes. Mosquitoes killed 725,000 people last year. Do you know how many were killed by sharks? 10. And that's compared to the millions of sharks that we kill every year. So, no, you're more likely to be killed by a mosquito or another human being than a shark.
She says she's the perfect girl because she loves to dive. But that it changed, cause we know she needs scuba just to survive. Oh, but when she was told to check out the show called Scuba Radio, cause you'll never listen too much, and you need to feel the rush till I can dive with you. I'm gonna dive with you, cause the weather's right and I think you're dynamite. I'm gonna dive with you.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. By the way, Brian Adams, who, you know, helped with that last little ditty.
If he was dead, he'd be rolling over in his
grave. Oh, he's not dead. He's in Orlando Wednesday night. We're gonna go see him live. And looking forward to it. He puts on quite a show.
He'll sound better than that.
I hope. Brittany Brown was listening to that song. You see the expression on her face? She was really digging it.
Utter disgust.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we apologized in advance, didn't we? Anyway,
so.
We got Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad connected via the web. Barry the Bugger, Bubble Boy, Vinny Two Tanks, Casey the Tobacco Nut, even Diver Dennis with us from Just Plain Radio.
Diver Dennis.
And they were lobster diving. But everybody's jealous because, you know, I'm going to Barbados in a couple weeks with
Greg.
Kenny. Yes, Casey. What?
I just, in all honesty, when you're out on the liverboard,
yeah,
once it comes nighttime, I wish you would take a camera, mount it to the rail. So if there are any more light sources zooming under the boat, you have visual proof.
Well, no, that is why, we had the scuba magician on earlier. He's going to Sabo where I saw the underwater UFO. That's what you're referring to. Well, and that's why I sent him instead of me. He's going to do this in a couple weeks in Sabo.
So you're saying there's no chance of seeing UFOs in Barbados?
Well, I've already seen them in Sabo, so I don't need to go and revisit that again. I'm going to let him document it. He has a new website for his underwater photography. Right, I am.
So
He's going on, but we're
talking about you. I think Casey's talking about your trip.
Okay, well, I'm going to go look in Barbados, whether we see UFOs or underwater UFOs. It'll be a bonus. I'm not planning on that. But we got the UFO thing covered. And if, the scuba magician goes out on that trip here in a couple weeks and sees an underwater UFO, then are you guys going to admit that?
No, because he's an illusionist. You can't trust him.
Okay, I can trust him. I trust him.
He's got a career based on fooling people.
Wrong.
Right.
No, that's not true. He's
sorcery.
It's not sorcery.
No, it's magic.
What
is wrong with you guys?
Which is evil. Fun in hell.
Okay.
Have fun burning in hell.
He has a new website that is just about his underwater photography and his pictures and things. And I shared that with you guys. If you go to scubamagicianunderwaterphotography.com, you can check it out too. But he's quite the underwater photographer. So who knows?
Yes, he is.
He will catch, you know, he might catch that UFO that I spotted years ago and off the island of Saba. Casey brought it up. What do you want from me?
I'm trying to help you, Greg.
I don't know if
you help you out.
I don't seem to be helping when I hear the rest of the guy's reaction.
You know, even when somebody gives you a guaranteed thing, somehow you throw it off to the side and just wander away.
I don't know what he's talking about. I have no idea.
You know why I find it hard to believe that Greg actually did this?
Did what?
Because saw a UFO.
I've told the story many times.
Yeah, I know, and nobody believes it. Because you would never, ever night dive. Getting you to night dive is like pulling teeth.
First off, it happened during the middle of the day, Brittany.
Okay, well, there you
so
go.
So it has nothing to do with going on a night dive.
Right, wait, Greg does it night dive?
I night dive all every time I get the opportunity.
No, night dive? Oh, I love it. Now,
well, no, that is a lie. I do night dive when I feel like it. I mean, I think Brittany's alluding to the fact sometimes we've been on liveaboards and I don't do the night dives because it cuts into my drinking time. It's pretty simple. That's priorities.
The day, he naps all the time.
Okay, and you're quite okay. I'm efficient.
That.
All right, that's
so.
Right. I think the whole not like underwater Vinny and I. UFO was a dream, Greg.
Yeah, incorrect. It was the middle of the day, smack dab, actually right around lunchtime.
It was
really
it
bright.
Night.
I did not.
I still think it was the dolphin, and the sun was reflecting off the dolphin's back.
No.
Gerald?
Way too fast.
I think it's a punami, but the whale.
Oh, brother.
That could be.
I'm only letting him get away with that because it was his birthday yesterday.
Greg, what happened to the spaceship that's supposed to have been landing back in December or something?
Oh, yeah.
The big, it was June was the big thing. And then, of course, nothing happened.
Yeah. Okay.
And then July. Yeah. And then now we're in
you guys. All right. Look.
No.
You guys.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, you'll eat your words, but no, there is some stuff in the works, as I've said many times before.
It's deceit.
It's a slow roll disclosure that's going on right now.
Sure.
And
it
I'm way ahead of the curve, and you guys will
you're
catch up eventually. And
you're
when it happens, once again, I'll tell you guys, you suck it. Anywho, it is what it might happen. Maybe I'll see something like that in Barbados, right. But I'm not expecting it. We're just going to dive. And,
Greg,
you know, partake in the festivities of Dive
Fest. Let me put it this
way.
I believe more in gay Bigfoot than I do UFOs.
Kenny, just document everything that Greg does. Just follow him around.
Well, that's what he's
going to
do. He's going to shoot videos and stuff.
Lie about nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
It's all in the editing, Greg.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean,
how much money are you going to pay him?
No, Kenny, he knows how to make some movie magic. He might be able to do that.
I don't know. He can make you have some delusional sights of lights flying around in the water.
Okay, that isn't going to be the purpose of us going to Barbados Dive Fest. You know why?
Yeah,
you guys...
but Kenny may say, "Hell, that's a good idea. Maybe I need to do that."
No, I think we're going to be focused on seeing the underwater critters and what kind of marine life they have off the coast of Barbados. Because neither one of us have dove it before.
Just pretty sure they have fish, Greg.
I was looking at the calendar. You have a lionfish hunt at 9 a.m. on Friday the 21st. Are you going to be there?
No. We get in there Friday afternoon. Yeah.
Okay.
But we're
going
to talk to the people that have been doing the dives all week. And
okay. There's a wreck day on Saturday the 22nd at 9 a.m.
Right. They're very famous for a lot of the wrecks there, I believe.
Are you going to dive some wrecks?
Yes. I said that earlier. Pay attention.
I don't think he said anything about wrecks.
I don't remember saying anything about
wrecks. I said it last week. It's known
for
their, they got a lot of nice wrecks, I think, off the coast of Barbados. That's one of the things they're known for. So we're gonna take it all in. We're gonna learn with
He's
everyone and share.
Make this up as you go along, don't you, Greg?
Oh boy, you guys! I'll just hit the mute button and, you know, I can tell when I'm dealing with a crowd that is, you know, just super jelly, and you know they're just all they do is just you know they can't just support you like. You know, at the beginning of the show, when I supported Jerry the Diver Guy, because I forgot his birthday yesterday and flew in Bigfoot just for his special day as my gift to him. This is the kind of reaction I get back? I don't think so. I don't think so. And I'm a little disappointed in my crew today, but on that note, we'll...
When are you not?
True. All right, remember, it's always better where?
Where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.